This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the building. Yes, Race Wars in the middle of this coronavirus.
Corona.
That's the killing white people and killing Asians. Not one black fatality yet. Ah, God is good, isn't he? Isn't he good?
Facts.
Not one black person died, Karen.
So I'll be good.
We would have brought it up in church this Sunday. Pastor didn't mention it.
I was going to say that. I've been OCD my whole life, so I feel like a Christian. And then on Easter, everyone fucking goes to church. I'm like, y'all are full of shit, man.
I've been
I'm not the weird one no more.
Well, let's introduce yourself.
Eli Sayers.
There we go. Eli's back in the house.
Eli Sayers.
Hear that Southern accent
OCD
for no reason.
Comedian.
Yes, welcome back.
What's up? Thanks, Sherrod.
Lindsay, introduce.
What up? Lindsay Jennings here. Three drinks. What's good?
Back in the building.
You know.
How many suicide girls came down with that corona now?
I don't know yet. They're not letting people stay at the suicide girls. House shit is getting real.
Oh, damn.
And they have to kill themselves. It's getting real out here.
And who's your girl that you bring with you?
I brought LSD suicide.
Introduce
right
yourself.
Here.
I'm LSD.
Nice.
Nice to meet y'all.
Okay.
She's the host on the Suicide Girls tour now.
Okay, nice.
She's a good host because I trained her.
Oh, all right.
Hello.
LSD, now, is that a family name?
Yes.
And where you from?
I'm from Long Island.
Okay, nice. Born and raised.
Yeah.
All right. Did y'all know each other when y'all lived in Long Island?
No, not at all. No. So, yeah, I met her on tour, so it's very weird, like, hanging out on Long Island.
Yeah,
now.
It is.
It's out of context. It feels weird.
Mm-hmm. Ab?
Abby Rosenquist, originally from San Antonio.
I feel like I'm at a meeting. Riverwalk, baby.
Are you an AA?
I've been here. No, not yet.
Oh, okay, not yet.
See, I've considered it. I've been thinking, I'm like, should I go to AA? Because then you can blame all of your past behavior on alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? You know what
Damn,
I mean? And
yeah,
you don't have to take responsibility for anything.
Just tell all your fucked up stories.
Yeah, it's great.
Work your bits out at AA.
You know?
Now, how are y'all feeling about all this corona thing? Is it scaring people?
I'm back and forth.
Yeah.
One hour I'm like, this is fucking terrifying. The other hour I'm like, y'all are full of shit.
Yeah, I'm like half 50% conspiracy theorist where I'm like, they're trying to kill off a little bit of the population, just releasing a little virus, just like they did with AIDS, you know? But at the same time, I don't know, it's kind of scary. And it's scary that they did a 30-day travel ban to Europe. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about old people. I'm not that worried about me, but like...
Luckily, I don't have any old people in my life, so fuck them all. My grandma's dead.
Hey.
The streets took her, huh?
No, I mean, my parents are kind of old. I hope they don't die.
But... Karen, you wiping everything down, Karen. So tell the people.
But only around me. I've only wiped down an oasis around me that's corona-free.
Do you feel safer when you do things like that?
I don't know. I feel no different.
Because the media's in your head. The media got all y'all.
I don't feel any different. But here's the thing. If being a fucking virgin-ass nerd and wiping everything down and like somehow using condoms again with the person I've been fucking for years makes me not die, then I will do that. I don't care. I had a back brace my whole life. Do you think I fucking care?
Oh, yeah.
You all look shook. Now, they canceled the rest of the NBA season?
I was going to say, what was the thing that happened that made you like worried about corona? Because like when I saw NBA, I was like, oh my god, this is serious. You know,
it's I think the fear is bigger than the
mass hysteria.
That's true.
I think it's just a lot of fear, man. I think the media getting your head and you just don't know what's what. And all their advice is to wash your hands. And now you idiots, look at this nigga.
Nobody knows how to
you
fucking
all
wash their hands.
I'm just washing your hands.
And the microphone and the cord.
Jesus
but
H.
I'm going to start washing other people's hands.
Nobody fucking knows how to wash their hands right, though. That's the thing,
You're
too.
You're supposed to do one of these, first of all,
yeah,
like surgeons.
You got to get the nails. You got to do it for like a full minute.
Yeah, you got to sing happy birthday.
I've been doing that for forever, dude.
Over here.
Fucking amateur hour.
Seriously.
Y'all are just shook. Beyond shook.
Listen, that's corona talk. You are gonna get it.
If
so
I got it,
hard.
Y'all all got it.
That's true. So,
no, that's part of why I'm like trying to like take it seriously because I'm afraid to talk shit on the coronavirus.
Right.
Like I'm afraid I'm gonna be the example. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, now you're dead.
So let me get this straight. You think you're so powerful that you can speak this?
Speak it into existence.
Wow.
Your hair looks old,
yeah,
but you're not. You'll be okay.
You guys are wrapped around yourselves. You think the universe revolves around y'all. That's why you're so fucking shook. Stop it. You're scaring yourself.
I ain't shook.
Out of all the people who won't get it, you think you're going to be one of the people who get it?
I think wow. I got a bunch of
arrogance.
I think arrogance. Wow. A bunch of us already have it.
You're so much more self-aware than us.
Yeah, what are the odds that...
What's the odds of it?
What's the odds that none of us in this room have been exposed to it, though, is
what
We probably have.
The odds are very slim, and can I have a piece of candy?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you'll share
because
candy.
Because I'm already half dead. I don't care. Listen, my boyfriend's traveling in Europe right now.
You have a and he's supposed to.
Yeah,
that... Oh, not to brag.
I need to be updated.
I'm sorry for that flex.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, he has that Europe money. He's in London, not taking this seriously.
And he can't come back, too.
Gathering, no, it doesn't apply to the UK, but he's just gathering. I think he's probably just gathering coronaviruses as we speak.
Yeah.
Bring it back to
what you're bringing.
Bring your souvenir back. Yeah, it's very romantic.
Yeah,
he's so sweet, huh? Well, why is he there? For work?
Yeah.
Dummy. They're going to... He's gonna get stuck there.
No, he's not. Doesn't apply to the UK.
The UK is fine, yeah.
For now, everything was fine a day ago.
That's true.
I mean, you can still buy tickets to Italy this past weekend.
I think it's gonna get a lot worse real quick with big ass numbers, and then there's gonna be a drop off. Like once everyone gets it, people are gonna be less scared of
it. Do you think that's the reason why we don't have enough tests? They said we only got 10,000 tests.
I think that they're not releasing them on purpose.
Right.
Do you think they already have them made?
I don't know if they have them made or not, but I think they're just like, they don't want to scare people as much. So it's like, people already have it. Like, if you had a regular cold, you could have had it and you just didn't know because it just is cold symptoms if you're a healthy person, you know?
Right.
And not even healthy, just not old or weak.
And plus, they say
looking at me? 40 to,
I'm just giggling. Girls love to giggle.
Sorry.
They say 40 to 70,000 people die every year from the flu.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And coronavirus numbers won't get anywhere near that number.
It's on track to be more than that. Yeah, it's on track to be more than that.
The worst
I agree that it's probably not like... Not,
the
yes,
the
it
epicenter
is.
was China, correct?
I think it's because the percentage.
So chances are the most... deaths going to come out of that China region, correct?
Wait, but did you hear
about
this?
And now it's curving down there. Yeah.
New Rochelle shit. They quarantined a mile off in New Rochelle.
Yeah,
they're saying everybody
amazing.
In America who has it, one out of five people who have tested positive are from New Rochelle, which is like right here.
New Row. But
also,
New Row is, what, 80,000 people in New Row?
Yeah, fuck them.
And Wuhan is 20 million.
But they just released this show, this like pandemic show on Netflix this year, too. And I'm like,
timing.
Yeah, they're trying to get us ready for it. It's like, they fucking knew.
Disneyland's
so
closing
in Hollywood. What'd you say?
Disneyland's closing finally. I can't believe that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I thought it would be the last one standing.
I knew they was going to close Disney World because Disney Japan closed like 2 weeks ago. So once one go down, they all
they're
like,
more careful.
What are we doing?
They're more careful.
Yeah, but as they should. How disgusting is Disneyland without coronavirus?
Like, anywhere kids
guys,
are.
Guys, you got to use your
gross.
Fingerprint to get in on the same pad over and over
shit.
Again.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
But if you think about that, the ATM that you use.
Yeah, no shit.
Filthy.
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
I had to buy a new Metro card today. I almost killed myself.
You're touching your eye right now. Why are you
touching your eye? No, I can't. The raw magnetism of my hands to my face. No, I cannot explain it.
Everybody does
what
that.
What is wrong with me?
Did you see they like put a thing on the news of all these people who were like doing speeches? They were like, you know, like cops and politicians doing speeches about it and saying, don't touch your face. And then they'd like it to turn the next page or whatever.
I did a show yesterday. I had a doctor on to talk about coronavirus. And as she was talking, I licked my finger.
For no reason?
And they were, no, to like to turn a page. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
A dirty page. Like, I just can't.
Because we're so used to it. Yeah.
I thought you were just like this. It's windy. In
Do you guys
so
feel
windy.
That?
What an animal.
But no, the worst case they said is 96 in this country,
right.
Worst case, 96 million people get sick and 500,000 die. That's
great.
The worst case.
We need a
And
few
who,
less
what is that based on? Fears?
That's based on doctors.
How many confirmed deaths do we know
about?
That
is a worst case,
2,000?
I think.
It was at 1,000 like 2 days ago. I haven't been up.
2,000, 90% is in China.
Yeah. There's the most confirmed cases in New York.
I know.
Of course, it's going to be for this country. It's going to be cities where
we're all
where the people are.
I think it's just too late to contain. It's just going to happen. And I think it's going to be really scary at first.
That's Corona talk.
It's going to be scary at first. And then as everyone starts having friends who had it, and they're like, oh, well, my friend had it, and he's fine. Like, people will just calm, like, be like, oh, this isn't as bad.
Well, you know what's weird? I saw there was, you know that cruise ship, the, like, Diamond cruise ship?
Princess, yeah.
So there was a guy.
Cruises are the worst, by the way.
Cruises, ew, I never want to go on a fucking cruise
I can't believe
again.
Anybody would ever go on that disgusting
cruise. It's like, I
want
a vacation the way the pilgrims die.
I want to get
syphilis. I always thought going on a cruise would be awesome.
Though. Listen, I want to get syphilis without fucking.
I always really wanted to go on a cruise, man. That
but
was like
a short story.
That's like some real rich people
shit.
You
want to do it once. Yeah, I used to think it was rich people shit when I was poor,
no,
too.
No, it's poor people.
You got like,
people.
A, you got like a swimming pool, though.
I went on
in
a cruise.
It was water and water, man.
It's like little water in the big water.
I, yeah, right. I'm a fucking idiot.
That's
I tried.
Right. I really want to go on a cruise. They're probably cheap right now,
I've
right?
Been on a, oh, I've performed on cruises before.
I believe it.
But
the guy, but there was an old guy on there. He's like old as shit.
Oh, on the ship that's
yeah, so he had coronavirus and he I like watched a YouTube of him describing what it was like, yeah. And he was like, it actually wasn't that bad, like I felt kind of not great for a few days and I had a fever and chills and then it kind of went away. And then I watched this other thing of like, yeah, a younger guy in his 30s from Wales or something,
yeah.
And he was like well, the thing is with this disease that it gets worse and then it gets better and then it gets worse and then it gets better and then it gets worse. He was like, I had a cold, the cold went away, got pneumonia, and then shit really hit the fan. He was like, you can't breathe, you, yeah, can't move, scary, you feel, yeah, like you're gonna die.
Oh god.
Yeah, he was like, it's not a joke. So I don't know if like the Welsh or whatever are like very like weak and white.
The Welsh, yes, they inbred it in monsters over there.
As Jew is not
Prince,
white, as you
see
know.
Prince Charles's face, they're all Welsh. They're inbred fucking pieces of shit, that whole country. The UK is just four
not
countries.
Not a drop of immunity in that whole country. So,
you can,
yeah,
see their blood
it.
Vessels, for Christ's sake. They're a mess. A
you
mess
can
of people.
Measure their pulse from meters away. Like, oh, you are not well.
That's a mess.
Oh, my God.
I'm literally crying. I'm so scared.
They just said that somebody who was on Air Force One with the president apparently tested positive. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
The head of
that's a few days ago. Yeah.
I know. How ironic or like crazy would it be if Trump dies from
that
corona?
That would be great. Oh,
I
my
know.
God.
No, wouldn't.
Look at y'all wishing death on our president. What has this country come
you
to?
You evil bitch. The head of Port Authority got it.
Oh,
which is like
the chick?
No, the guy. Scott,
oh, the guy.
It's the most on-brand Port Authority fact, yeah, I've ever heard in my life. Like, what did we expect?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Like, what, like, literally, what are we supposed to do? Are you guys like still going to all your spots? Or
I mean, it
like...
was surprising to see. I mean, maybe not really too I'll surprising to see that Tom Hanks got it. Because what role can he play? He can play all roles.
So versatile. So versatile.
So versatile.
I hate when real life couples make a movie together. And that's what they're doing.
I hate it too.
I don't want to see.
Don't force me to so fucking be
Mr.
involved.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, whatever the fuck bullshit.
With Corona?
Right. Oh, my God.
I know your Corona love. Shut the fuck up.
And why this is going to be the Julie of it. It's gonna be this one's going to tank.
Why couldn't Tom Hanks' son, who always doing that Jamaican accent, get it? Oh, he makes me so angry.
Yeah.
I want to beat him
what?
Back to Jamaica.
I don't even know him.
So they have like a wigger son.
Always talking in fucking. Yeah, always. He thinks he's Jamaican.
No fucking way.
Oh, way.
Yeah, he made a video about it. About like updating people on his parents. He was like, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Cause
oh,
I,
my
yeah,
God.
Cause I'm
but there's a bunch
why
of videos out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just, that's just who he is.
He talks like that.
Yes.
It's oh coronavirus.
Patois. He talked patois.
This virus.
I need to
like
watch
Joe
it.
Back.
Yes, all the time. What you say, Eli?
This virus, we get to whack. That's what I was going to say. You can see why I paused myself.
You got to keep your throat wet.
Thanks for making me say it.
They said keep your throat wet.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's... I don't know why. I guess like corona can attach to your throat easier.
I know I'm already laughing.
More easily. They can easily.
I got that info from Facebook, and
yeah,
I'm like, where
switch.
Do you? What? Which one
yeah,
do you trust the most
Skank
with your
Fest,
info?
Like, what am I?
Oh, okay.
And I'm believing.
It said what?
which like Instagram or Facebook or Twitter? Like, which news do you trust the most that you find from things?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, where do you get your information? I'm curious.
CNN, Twitter.
CNN.
Here's the problem with 24-hour news cycles.
What?
They got 24 hours to fucking keep talking.
It's true.
You know, so how much you're going to hear the same nonsense over and over and over.
And that's
what puts people into a panic.
I know.
It's like you got to fucking step back, read the times.
Yeah,
and
but you
breathe.
Know what? If you're watching the news and you're like, oh, they're making millions of dollars off of all this Corona ads
exactly.
and stuff.
No,
but then you're like, let me like hop on Twitter, let me read like LA Times or whatever. Yeah. It's so much worse.
Really?
Yes.
Did you guys watch the president's speech?
Not yet, but there's this whole piece in like the LA Times and this person goes into mad like scientific detail. It's like 20 pages long. There's all these graphs and shit. They were like, they were like, here's the epidemic like as it unfolded in China. And then if you like take it back to when people actually started having some, not when they were tested and reported and treated, but when they actually had symptoms, the spike is way earlier and way bigger. So it's like, we don't, by the time we are testing people and we know
what the
scope of it is, it's too late. Like, it's already way out there.
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing. It's like, it's business as usual. And even though I'm freaked out, it's hard for me to even take it seriously at the same time. Because it's like, I don't have it. You don't have it.
Right.
Like, I don't, is it real? I don't even know.
Right.
I don't personally know one person, and I know a lot of people in the world.
Right.
I don't personally know one person who has it.
No comic has it.
And I know a lot of motherfuckers.
They would fucking talk about it.
I know like seven rapists, but I don't know one. I don't know one fucking. Like, two of them you know about. Two of them you know about.
Oh,
and you ain't getting it from me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do you know anybody here know anybody who has it?
Sherrod, keep it down.
Tell us about these Corona nibs.
My friend's a nurse, and some girl came in who had recently traveled to Italy and decided to get her nips pierced while she was in Italy. While Corona was happening.
Fucking nips have Corona now.
Let's hear the story.
What's
the story now? I didn't even hear the story. What happened?
The nips got Corona.
She got her nips pierced in Italy?
Yeah.
And now
she's infected with Corona. Yeah.
And her
nips are infected.
Oh, boy.
Stupid bitch. Does she take out her Corona piercings?
I mean, I'm assuming so, yeah.
Or does she have her fucking eye?
She's like, no, I'll ride this one out.
Once it's in, it's in.
You're not going to...
Yeah, keep the shits in.
I just don't think it's smart.
Your tits got the virus.
You should never get piercings or tattoos when you're traveling. And I know so many bitches who do it.
1 million.
What?
Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Yeah, I mean, I have a face tattoo from Australia. It's terrible. Like, don't do it.
From Australia, you did that?
That's hilarious. It's just not worth it. It's not worth the risk, you know?
Well, my doctor... You gotta be around people who are gonna be held accountable for doing it. If you're leaving, they're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I have a doctor friend who texted me today that she heard from a reliable source...
Here we go.
...that I can't ask, but a high up, really high up, political, like government source, like a public officer that I can't name.
Okay.
Because I'm privy to very sensitive. I'm very important, I guess. I'm just trying to flex on you guys. But she said that they might announce a quarantine within 48 hours in New York.
Yeah.
New York can't leave New York?
Here's the thing, self-quarantine. Well, we're not China, so they can't force you to stay home or not leave or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless they like call in the National Guard, which they're not going to do.
And they have the National Guard at the New Rochelle.
Yeah.
National Guard is not there to keep people in their... They're not there to stop people from walking around. The National Guard is just there to help with fucking just moving traffic and keep people...
Is that true?
Yes, they're not there to stop people from...
I heard they're supposed to...
What do you know?
If they see anybody with a fever like over 105,
what
they
do you mean see
to,
somebody with
they,
a fever?
Instead of having the radar gun, they have fever guns.
See somebody with a fever.
Yeah.
You look hot, nigga.
Listen, literally, yeah. If you look too pink, they can shoot you on sight.
No, shut up.
Yes.
The president said it was like the first time they've like quarantined people like this in 50 years, which in a way scares me. It's like, are they just like fucking with us, trying to see if they can control us?
They're not really quarantining anything.
You fucking
anything
stay
yet.
On brand. Is it the government though? Is it Area 51? I don't even know.
Lord have mercy. It's just hysteria.
Is this a real thing or is this just something I heard that's like not real at all? Back in the day, somebody on the radio who did like War of the Worlds.
And
it was like the story and then people were killing themselves because they thought the aliens were coming.
It was Orson Welles.
Not Orwell. The guy who...
Orson Welles.
Okay, and people killed themselves.
I know it.
This is just all a great performance?
Yeah, people thought that it was real.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, BuzzFeed just published an article saying New York City officials say there's no shutdown plan this weekend because of coronavirus. I don't fucking know what's going on. I am so bamboozled. I don't understand.
First of all, how do you you don't shut down a city that never sleeps, money? The train still will run. People still got to work. Cops still got to work. Fire dudes got to work. Everybody got to work.
Everybody got to work. But there's people who aren't working because they're closing so many places.
Yeah. But it's still, even when you close places in New York City, you have more people still working than any other city in the country.
Yeah. I'm in the fucking mailroom. All the people in our building get to work from home, but the mailroom.
Mailroom's still there.
I got to go there. Yeah, I got to go in. And I handle people's fucking mail.
Is so
exactly.
Contagious.
All day. All day, I'm handling motherfucking mail and packages.
So we're getting it from this guy.
And it's a million jobs like that.
It's a different job.
It's a million jobs that don't stop. The doctors still got to go to work. Nurses going to work. And so they got to get to work. So toll booth niggas still working.
Pearson.
Train still going.
Yeah, man.
You ain't shut down shit.
Pearson's fucking panicked still working.
Y'all are
so you ain't worried at all? Because some times of the day, I'm not worried at all.
Yeah, no. But then every other minute.
Other times of the day, I'm just a
I'm
coward,
not worried
a
about the
coward.
Virus. I'm worried about people's fears and overreactions.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
That scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And then
how people react to it.
It doesn't help your health to be freaking out about it either.
Oh, that's
stress.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Get anxiety. Yeah.
So then you're going to be less immune to it, and then you're going to get it.
I know, but people who say that people who say that it's bad for your health to be worried are going to literally die of coronavirus. You should be worried. Take the little hit still to your scared. Health of being worried, and just don't get coronavirus.
I need a little worry,
you
but don't
fucking
get too
assholes.
Worried. You can't let it consume you,
motherfuckers,
Karen.
Cough right when they walk past me, though. Right when they walk past me, motherfuckers cough.
People are going to cough all day.
I know.
It's just me.
I've been sneezing on the train, and I'm like, afraid people are going to... I'm like, it's cocaine. It's not corona. It's cocaine.
I have a naturally runny nose. Like, like anytime anything it's happens, like if I'm like too hot, if I'm sweating, if I'm cold, and like everywhere I go, people are like, are you diseased? I'm like, no, you idiot. Should I just say yes? Like, can what? I just like...
Yeah.
Just
it's insulting
yes
for me,
space.
Though, because they asked me, are you diseased? And I didn't even do nothing. They're like, oh, shit, he has the coronavirus. I didn't cough. I didn't cough or nothing. And everyone's like, oh, he's got the virus. Look at him.
They'll shoot you on sight, huh, in Westchester? So I see that Washington State actually banned any events with more than 250 people.
Right.
And that includes the Mariners. And the Mariners Ohio. Opening
New
day
York,
is,
I think New York was 200 people.
New York was 500. They banned events with more than 500. That was updated.
Nobody
cares. Sorry.
Nobody
I'm going to have to cancel some of my gigs then if no more 500.
But opening day, Major League Baseball, they didn't call off the games yet.
No?
What?
MLB did suspend. Yeah,
2 weeks for opening day?
Oh my God. And WrestleMania.
That's because of the states.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because of the states.
Yeah, can't
are y'all paying attention?
they're in different states. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because the governor already declared that they're not going to have any events like that. So Major League Baseball was like trying to figure out, are we going to change those games to away games instead of home games? So they was going through that whole thing. And now, I guess they're saying 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying
you think it's going to be longer than 2 weeks?
Probably, but I think it won't be long. I don't think it's going to be crazy in the end.
Are we not going to have an NBA fucking playoff and a championship game?
Yeah, just later on. Later on in the summer.
Like August?
It'll be in the summer, yeah.
I think a lot of things like that are just going to push to next year. Already they're like pushing movie releases.
Oh, yeah,
because
I guess like it'll be like the 94 baseball strike or something. You just have half
a year. And what does this do to the XFL? What?
Oh no! Fuck.
They're fucked.
What's that? I didn't even think about that. A real story.
No, because they'll take the extreme version.
Yeah, yeah. They're
like,
dude, that would be
going.
So fucking cool if
this
XFL
is their first
stayed.
Year.
What is that?
Dude. It's a football.
They
football.
Probably they should.
It's a
Karen,
football.
What is that?
Guys,
shut
up. It's fantasy football.
Nobody's focused.
It's fantasy football.
No, it's not. But I thought it was.
Yeah, same. I thought that too.
That's the one thing.
Vince McMahon owns a football league.
No, that was the old one.
It's Vince McMahon.
That was the old one. I'm gonna explain what XFL is.
Wait, Vince doesn't own this one?
XFL is a football league.
Got it.
That's they just started playing this year to take over after the NFL stopped. NFL stopped their season. XFL came in and got a summer season of football, so you can still see football. They got all the same arenas. And they playing teams
the
in different cities.
The X is for extra football.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, XFL suspending season indefinitely.
See, and this
is
here's why it's big news. Here's why it's big news. This was their first. Nobody's listening.
We
This was their first year back.
He's so mad.
They spent so much money on this fucking league. They promoted the fuck out of it. Yeah. They even got ESPN on their side. They were covering games.
Vince still.
Okay.
Jokes on them. But
they put so much money into this fucking launch season. Got all these teams around them. And
it was good.
It was good. It was good. I watched a couple games. I like the New York team. I like the Houston team.
Yeah, yeah. I like them better. Fucking Bob Stoops. I like it better than the NFL.
But all the people who invested all that money into this new league.
NFL sucks.
Lost a lot of money.
I know, it sucks.
That's crazy. That's money.
Guys, that is God telling us that we have enough football. We don't need extra football.
So get rid of the NFL. Wow. And then have college and XFL.
I forgot about that because that... What's the name's father was the president, too.
It's in the name. It's Andrew, extra.
Andrew Luck.
So extra.
Andrew Luck's father?
Andrew Luck's father was the president of the XFL.
I did not know that.
Oliver Luck. Oliver Luck was the president.
That's cool as hell.
It was cool, but now they lost. They had to lose $100 million on this.
I hope they
deal.
Come back. I love the XFL. It's so cool.
What?
I love XFL. Exactly. I hope it comes back.
It was good. It was a good time. You guys.
Man, they're wow. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So now what? What do we do tonight? Do we go to our spot?
Yeah, of course.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'm done. You know what? Out. After this, I came here, but this is it.
Listen. Oh no, I'll have to cancel all my spots.
I'm just going to do podcasts.
That's a good thing about not having any spots to cancel. I don't have to worry about this shit.
That's why
I don't have spots.
LeBron, when it was all angry about not having an audience during the NBA games, like playing with no fans, I was like, we comics, we had we 1,000 shows.
Yeah,
I do that all the time.
Yeah, we're going to watch those games and it would just be other basketball players in the audience.
Yes.
That's it, like three of them.
Can I
making
get
fun of you. Like whispering in the back, like, this guy sucks.
Heckling,
just like comedy.
Those games would be awful, I think, without fans in a fucking stands.
Well, yeah,
it'd be creepy.
It'd
be creepy as fuck.
You're just going to hear weird. Sneaker noises.
Yeah. And whistles blown. It'd be creepy. And, oh, that'd be so, that'd be like a nightmare. It's like a fucking David Lynch movie.
You guys, my roommate is in Thailand, and he's like coming back really soon.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you
am I going
to
die?
The
change the locks.
It's
wait,
a
does
lockless?
He have to come back into quarantine for 2 weeks? Lockless.
I think he's coming back into my home for 2 weeks.
Wait, so they don't check him from Thailand?
Like, I have no fucking idea.
I don't know. The airports in America are pretty strict. I feel like that's like the
no,
most...
they're not. When I can't, when we came
with,
back
like,
from Mexico,
when you're coming
they
back
were like
from a different place.
Well, when we came back from Mexico, they were like, "Hey, do you happen to have coronavirus?" I was like, "No." They were like, "Okay, you're good."
Like, yeah, they're
oh,
not
okay,
like
okay, great.
They're like,
"Do you have anything over $10,000?" I was like, "I wish." Am I right? She was like, "Ha ha ha! You're clear, citizen." I was like, "Oh shit!"
I'm sure they check in motherfuckers now. Definitely, you coming in from Thailand.
Oh my god!
Is there a lot of cases in Thailand? I don't even know.
But the it's Far in
East.
Asia.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. But I'm like, is that racial?
Yeah,
can we just be a little racial about this?
Wait,
in Asia.
Did it originate?
Wait, so you're saying there's
China,
Asians
right?
in Asia?
Okay.
What's
yeah,
that,
but
Elon?
It's like it's
no,
proximity.
Wasn't worth it. I'm glad it got lost and drowned. I'm glad it got drowned. There's one of those riffs where like, thank God that one got drowned out.
Yeah, but they'll hear it on the podcast.
No, they will not. No,
I
no
think
need
that's
to back
when
up.
Nobody, when I
no
bomb a joke in the room,
up.
I'm like, somebody's gonna laugh at this in their home alone.
They don't, Lindsay.
Come on, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's almost time for a new president. How about that? Yeah. Oh, maybe not. Oh, or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
I know, but will this make or break him? You know? Is he going to fucking...
It depends on the economy.
Fans,
if the economy...
don't care.
Look, yes, they do. Everybody wants
the
money.
Already,
it's one thing. Everybody wants two... No, two things. Money and to be alive.
Yeah.
And if either
in that
of those
order.
Two things...
Yeah.
Money,
yeah, he has
dead.
A lot of fans that will care, but he has some diehards, though, that'll...
It's there's not one person who's a fan of Trump that doesn't care if they have money and live. Or if they don't care for themselves, like
everybody
I
votes
know.
With
he's
their
got
pocket.
A lot of poor
everybody
fans.
Votes with their pocket.
There's
that's
not
how
one
you vote.
Person who doesn't.
Yeah. So if, but I think if this economy is dipping, if you can't blame him
you
for
can.
Corona.
Sure. Why not?
So
he
if Corona
everybody
is
for
dipping,
everything.
We lost 2,000 points on the stock market last week.
But it's funny if you like. I watched him do his speech, and then I watched CNN for a little bit, and then I watched Fox News, and CNN is like, he's lying. You can tell he's nervous, this and that. And then Fox News is like, the president is doing the best he can. You know.
I mean,
I
those
both
can both be
happening.
True.
Yeah.
I
think both things happen.
He is doing the best he can, but it's like not great.
I was shocked that he was still shaking hands and shit. Because, you know, even as a civilian, he was not down
Isn't
for that.
Isn't he a germaphobe?
Germaphobe. Yeah. Didn't like shaking. He would pound. Interesting. But once he was like, once you became a politician, you got to shake hands.
I didn't say
but I was shocked
citizen,
that he kept doing it.
Except to tongue kiss babies. What a nightmare.
Fucking
fucking that's nightmare being a politician.
Karen, do not katunk.
You are the you are the number. Did you guys see the senator? What's his name? Matt Gaetz or whatever. He showed up to the like to Congress in a full gas mask.
Oh yeah, he got it later.
That asshole, did he?
Yeah, he tested positive.
What? No way. No,
yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I didn't see that.
He tested positive.
No, it's he tested positive a few days ago.
I like that.
But people was making fun of him. But yeah, he tested positive.
Oh, he was trying to protect everybody else from him. Maybe with maybe.
No, he's trying. No, he's just being an asshole. Because TMZ was like, "Hey, what's the deal? Where'd you get that?" He was like, "It's classified." Can't
and he
tell
tested
you.
Positive.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he was wearing the mask.
Dr. Drew says this virus ain't shit.
Is that oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah he said it. I've seen them all on social media saying the same
he
shit
said, be careful.
Weeks.
Be very careful.
What does Dr. Drew know? He fucking does Love Line. He talks about fucking romance.
Well,
not...
if Dr. Drew said
it. Was on an episode of Dawson's
what
Creek.
Kind of doctor is he even?
Let's all make out and see what happens. Oh, okay. My bad. I mean, my boyfriend's away. I'm very lonely.
What did you see Dr. Drew? What did he say?
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was tweeting.
What did he say?
Is he a real doctor?
He's a real doctor. I can look it up.
Probably.
He is. He was saying,
that's
like
a hard
yeah,
to
yeah
steal.
Wash your hands, be careful.
Dr. Pepper gets away.
All that shit. Maybe events at your own risk, but he was saying it ain't like... He said that like the media should be held accountable for stirring this up.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
The media's all in your head and fucking y'all.
That's what I think.
It up.
I sure as fuck don't say it, though.
Who's being negatively affected...
Follow like the actually. Money, nigga. Who making money off of this?
What? Look at Italy.
Eating
they're
it
all,
up.
But they're di- they're all really Italy's sick and dying.
Yeah, Italy is a believe- the if a country could be a cruise ship, nigga. It's just old people there.
Yeah, what's actually happened? I don't know.
It's
the
where
details.
People
Italy
retire.
Is all old people and tourists, just like a cruise ship. Definitely
guys,
northern Italy.
Have you actually read people's accounts from Italy? People who are like, oh, everyone says it's just a flu, da da da. They're like, I'm in Italy right now. You should know that it's not a fucking joke, and people are really sick and dying. Healthcare workers are dying.
Yeah.
There's not enough hospital beds. They're having to triage people to decide who lives
what?
And dies.
Right. Because
there's not enough personnel.
Whoa, cool.
There's not enough machines. Yeah, they're like, damn. You guys are maybe a couple weeks away from this if you don't take it seriously.
That's
so
that's
here's
actually
the thing.
True. Where
but
did
look,
you read that?
I think it's everywhere, dude.
I just
it's
don't
everywhere.
Believe it.
Well, but
this is Italy.
You don't believe that's happening,
but Karen?
Look,
but it can be
like,
if you're looking for some type of shit to scare you, you can find it too.
I'm going to Italy.
Found
sheep's. No, I'm saying.
We're sending one out.
I'm gonna get a flight. I'll go over there.
Here's
I'll be in a reporter.
$7. $7 right now, round trip.
Huh.
That's
Here's the actual problem is that
if you want to die, you're just like, I'm going to Italy. One less trip.
Well, the thing is that it's both true. The media does hype shit up. So you're not wrong about that, but also it is a real thing.
So
if you're like, well, the media hypes it up, so that means it is, or that's not what it means. They can both be true.
Yeah,
right. So it is fucked up, but the media also
you gotta find
sucks.
The facts because you know what? Fear outpaces facts.
Who are you talking to? I know. I'm terrified.
Somebody in there. I hope somebody in there hears me. Good God almighty.
Can I tell you something? I was exfoliating my face and I went too hard and it's like raw right now and I feel like it's just exposed.
Yeah, you got more corona oracles.
More surface oracles, area. Orifices.
You got corona in your T-zone, bitch. Corona in your T-zone.
I literally took like the top layer of my skin off by accident and I was like, well, I'm fucking fucked.
Your skin is the biggest organ, right? Like we absorb the most shit from our skin.
I know and it's
skin.
My face and I can't stop touching it.
Ooh,
I can't stop touching
so
it.
Well, they said socially, you know, someone's coming within 6 feet of somebody if you don't.
I know, so fuck off, you guys.
You are the furthest from anybody at this table right now, though.
I know.
You're like, on purpose. Do you guys know why it's called the coronavirus? I just learned this.
No, go ahead.
Why?
Because
let's see. Maybe get something out of you.
Because, because it looks like I guess, like, if you look at the microscope, like, through a microscope at the virus, it looks like a crown. That's why corona,
okay,
crown,
yes.
In Spanish.
Okay,
yes.
cool.
Not because of the beer, but a lot of people are not buying the beer now. Their sales are down.
That's hilarious.
Really?
That's
that
how
crazy?
Dumb. That's, that shows you
dumb.
How dumb and fearful
that
you are.
Is. That's a great
that's
argument. Actually,
so dumb.
That is. That does make me like
people like this. Corona, corona. You know you'll never. Know.
Okay, but can I give you some advice? If you go to CVS and they're out of rubbing alcohol, which I did and they are, you can go to the liquor store and get Everclear instead. Anyway,
wow.
It does
smart.
The job, yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
You can make your own hand sanitizer.
They're out of sanitizer. I was over there buying papers. I was over there buying papers a minute ago from a boy at the bodega right there, and two white women came in like, do you have a hand sanitizer? He was like, nope,
not.
All out.
Yeah.
The whole city's out.
Whole
he laughed. That made him laugh. Like, look at the white people running scared.
Well, Cuomo is making prisoners, like, he's slave laboring prisoners to make 100,000 gallons of New York State branded slave burrell a month. Yeah, because they
do they not
paid.
Get any commissary though? Like they get some Cheetos from that.
I think
or
they get like 70,
yeah, that makes it right.
They get ramen and Cheetos.
It's like it's something like 75 cents a day or something yeah, like right. It's like African orphan level. Yeah, like wow, wow. You know, like sponsor a child.
I did hear of. That
slave
yeah.
labor,
yeah.
man.
Well,
slave
somebody's got to do it.
But look at you. You like this? I'm happy about it.
Do I look unhappy about it? Somebody's got to slave out some Purell. It's not going to be me. China needs theirs.
China needs theirs.
Listen, I'm just like a little Jewish pragmatist, and I need some Purell.
I mean, zero black deaths.
I don't know if that's true. Y'all,
zero.
I don't know if that's
y'all
true.
Strong, man.
Google it.
I can't. I have no service in
you
this
see all those old people who died in that old folks home, nursing home in Seattle?
Well, that was just going to happen.
Like wait, nine died in a week.
I think it was like 16.
And then the next 16. Week they got coronavirus.
Old people die is what he's saying. That's what they do. Yeah, so no black people died.
That's cool as hell,
no
dude.
No way.
That counts as reparations, right?
Somebody died. They
you're
just
saying that
because
you don't
assuming.
Have any Wi-Fi.
You're assuming. Yeah, all the black people in Hunan, China died. That was none? Because Stefan Marbury already left?
But it is true on the map. Yeah, Africa has the
Africa
least
has
cases
none.
Of any, besides Antarctica. But Cardi B yeah. said she's going to Antarctica.
Did she?
Is the sea silent?
On Carly B?
No, it's pronounced.
Like Antarctica?
The stuff that scares me is when it feels like too close to like a movie. Like when I saw like yeah. rich people jets are flying to like hidden bunkers and shit.
Oh yeah, people are buying
guns
and shit.
That makes me scared just because it feels like, well, this is like an apocalypse movie. Yeah. Like,
who's taking a jet to fly into secret space?
I just saw that like super rich jet like flies off to bunkers. Like rich, some like, you know.
Is it true there haven't been any cases in Canada? I want to know what Harry and Meghan are doing. What's the
The Markles?
What are they doing?
The Markles. Mr. and Mrs. Markle.
What are they doing about the corona?
They're having hot corona.
Canada has
so much.
The country is
corona porn right now.
It's going to spread less
in the country.
Yes, corona porn.
I know. There's corona TikToks, dude. There's this one girl who like mastered Renegade, which I've spent literally days trying to learn and I can't. And she's in like a full corona lockdown.
Wait.
She just had, did you got?
There's a corona song too, by the way.
Really?
A Dominican song.
Renegade is like the TikTok secret handshake among like 12-year-olds. It's this like, it's this dance. It's like very cool, but impossible.
Is it
able to
learn?
Yeah. No. It's the one where they're like,
yeah.
Like, I'll show that, you yeah. later. Yeah. I know it's like maybe looks too cool when I do it. Show
Jesus
you guys later.
Christ.
But yeah, I spent like hours trying to learn it. Here's the good news. I'll have plenty of time to learn Renegade.
Anybody
while we
12 or 13 will do the dance right away.
Death. I know. Well, that's the thing. You actually need, it's like you need to know a 12-year-old to teach it to you, but then you're a felon. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm online talking to him all day, so I know. I know the risk.
Oh my God.
Lord have mercy. So Trump, does he have it? Will he be dead before the election?
No, he's fat and old and strong as shit. He's not gonna get it. He's got even if he has it.
Fat and old and strong as shit. That's how I describe my penis. He's like a mule.
Like an old tree.
It's like people are like, he's in poor health and he's so fat. No, he's somehow thriving.
He's yeah. not that fat. Come on.
He's like, but he's just clinically like obese. Like, you know when they like pinch your belly to see if you're clinically going to die of eating too much? Like, he has that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
What doctor do you go to?
It's called my own mother.
It's all bullshit.
But, well, it's all bullshit.
Diet culture. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, you've got a conspiracy.
Oh,
no.
I'm going to hold it back because it's too much, but it's not a conspiracy. Diet culture is bullshit.
Wait, diet culture is bullshit? What are you talking about?
Everything is diet culture.
Calm down. I'm right here.
I'm pissed off.
I'm right here, Lindsay.
I'm angry. Is there any more wine in this room? Yeah, no, it's just bullshit. It's just I've been learning a lot of facts, and I'm not smart enough to say them. So that's why I want to avoid it. But I just don't believe in it anymore. Like, I used to be so diet culture. But I think
what does that mean?
So what does it mean? Yeah.
It just means
culture?
That, like the way you're talking about, like, oh, the way they pinch your fat and you're obese, this and that.
Right?
It's like because we have it embedded in our brains. Like, yeah. It's like Really what makes people unhealthy is weight stigma and being stigmatized. Yeah. That makes people fucking fucked up and stressed out.
But also being fat is not good for you.
No, there's actually nothing that actually says that. There's really no.
No, there is.
No,
it's bad for your joints. It's bad for your joints.
Yeah, maybe if you're like 600 pounds, but the reason why
people
gain...
Some people are going to carry more weight than other people.
Yeah,
naturally.
And some people are just fat naturally, and some people are from cultures where the food is going to make you fat, and that's just what it is. And it's like, it's racist, it's fucking fat phobic, it's all bullshit. And
okay, well, someone with Crohn's disease. Well, I love diet culture.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously,
it's very validating.
There's certain diseases where you have to eat a certain way, and that's obviously understandable. But
Corona.
Like, for instance, like, I used to be so thin, and I have gained a lot of weight, and it's fine. I have my ass and titties look great, but. You know, I was weight stigmatized, and I never realized it.
Who was stigmatizing you? Was it something that was...
Because I've never been fat, so, like, I never thought of it as, like, weight stigmatizing. Okay. And I just, you know, I'm super... If you want to know more actual facts about this, where that don't sound so retarded, is... I shouldn't say retarded.
You're on Race Wars. So
at Christy Harrison, she wrote a book called Anti-Diet, and that's... Okay. I've learned so much from her. But,
Do you think it's different on girls than boys?
Yes, but guys are getting into now, but definitely girls more and for longer. But right. I was weight stigmatized by, like, Corona? You know, when I was when I was doing music, you know, I had a lot of, like, producers and A&Rs, like, in Hollywood. Those are the people who weight stigmatized me. And I'm like, I was fucking skinny as hell. I had no ass. I thought I had ass. I had ass for, like, a skinny little white girl, but... I didn't have ass, and I had, like, a little pouch. I've always had a little belly. It's
and
always been part of my body.
About that?
Yeah, they'd be like, you need to lose weight. You need to do something about this. Are you going to be the girl who, are you going to be in shape, or are you going to be the girl who doesn't give a fuck? Like, you could be either, but it's like, why can't I be both? Like, I was not fat. Like, it was crazy. Right. It's just crazy. And then you gain weight because everybody has a set range. Everybody has a set point. So it's like, you know, maybe I'm like, I was naturally 135 pounds to 145 pounds. You know, normally you fluctuate depending on the season, how much activity you're having and stuff. But once you start dieting is when your set point range changes, but it doesn't get smaller. It gets bigger because you're going from restricting to binging. And it's like a pendulum. There's like, if you pull the pendulum to the restriction side, eventually it's going to go to the binge side because your body's like, I'm in a famine. I need to eat more now because I don't know when I'm going to be in a famine again.
Right. And it stores more weight when you starve yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And then it drives you crazy and you're mentally going crazy, and that's not good for your health.
But where's the balance then, Lynn? You got to find a balance.
You just have to find balance. But you have to heal from diet culture before you can find balance. You have to be like, okay, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going
to
think about what I'm eating. I'm going
to
eat what I feel like.
Replace diet culture with health culture.
Yeah. Ooh. But that's the thing. It's disguised. Health culture now. Everybody's like, well, I'm not on a diet. It's a lifestyle change. It's disguised as health and wellness, but health and wellness industry is a $1 billion diet culture industry that's ruining people's lives. And doctors are weight stigmatizing, and all these fat people are not getting the proper care they need because the doctors are just saying, oh no, you just need to lose weight, when they're not getting tested for the shit that they actually have, when they have actual diseases that are fucking them up, and then it's too late. So they might have like cancer. This girl had fucking lung cancer, and then her lung was literally turning black, and the doctor just kept saying, oh, you need to lose weight. And then she had to get her lung removed.
Diet culture, or is it hotness culture? Like, should we just expand
both,
who we think we want to fuck? Like, because
if we were like, people want to fuck fat people, but then they feel bad about wanting to fuck fat people when they shouldn't, you know?
It's not like white boy shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My ex cheated on me with a lot of fat girls.
Abby, what do you think?
Diet culture? I don't know. I think you have to figure out.
It sounds like some of y'all stuff.
I think it just is so dependent on, like, you. You have to figure out what diet works for you. I think everybody's different. I have no fucking idea. I've tried to read books on diet, and I have no fucking clue. But as far as, like, fucking fat culture or whatever, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I've been heavier at different times, and, like, I know where I feel healthiest.
Right.
You know, I felt too skinny before, you know? So I think, you know, it's like, I don't know. I've never been super overweight to know that I can be healthy at that point. But I know that when I start to gain a lot of weight,
not be able to be, like, healthy at that weight, but somebody else might.
Right, sure. Yeah.
And a lot of times,
I don't fucking know.
If you really look at the reasons why we don't feel healthy, it might be because you're like, oh, I look this way. I look this type of way, even
it's
though
like
we don't realize
it. It's like a social
thing,
and a social thing can become, because that's another thing. It's so funny that everything's connected. I wanted to read this book on, it's called Guts, and it's about how your digestive system is affecting your fucking brain. It's affecting your moods. It's affecting everything, but then also your moods is affecting, I don't know, because, you know, if you're getting a lot of mental stigma or whatever in real life that's like affecting you, and then that's also going to cause stressors and like even add to the problem because it's probably going to
happen.
But
you know
like,
what makes you real skinny?
What?
Coronavirus.
Dude, it's so funny. Dude, that is a skinny thing is like, it's a huge thing right now. Everybody wants to be so skinny, but I don't get it. I got skinny and I felt gross.
Do you think that's a cultural thing though? Because I don't hear this with black girls.
No, of course.
I don't hear this with
people
want
to be slim thick now. Yeah, used to be we wanted to be skinny. Now we want to be slim thick.
Everybody's always wanted to be slim thick.
Do you think it's more pressure on white women to be skinnier than everybody else?
No.
I've never felt that, but yeah, I guess.
Because I know a lot of bigger black girls who don't have the same self-esteem issue. And they're like, this is some good pussy under this fat stomach, bitch.
Yeah, but I know a lot of black girls who are still dieting.
And I know a lot of black girls who are dieting too. Right, so it's like, where's the balance? And is it different from what kind of ethnicity you are? What kind of
practice? I think
maybe culture.
Yeah, because there are certain cultures where they eat food that eventually you're going
to
gain weight.
And do you think also, like American culture bypasses any ethnic thing that you have? Like everybody trying to be a certain American thing?
Well, Kim Kardashian changed the game. So okay. And also she's sort of white and black mixed in one. Right. So you know how she's like kind of, she is though.
She's
like
white?
She appeals. She has a white aesthetic.
Armenian,
she has a white aesthetic,
right?
Yes, and she also
I
has a black aesthetic.
Is.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
She's like,
as far as like America's concerned, they can get passed for white, but in Europe, they're not white.
Sure, so she.
But when you run to white, if you can, you come here.
When you go to the gym, you see all these white girls trying to get a big ass, and you see all of these like thicker girls with the waist trainers trying to get their belly down.
Right.
Like everybody, it's the Kim Kardashian paradigm now, where it's like you're allowed to be fat, but only in certain places.
Exactly.
And if you're too skinny, you're also gross.
You should be
exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I looked up if any black people died from the virus.
How did you
found a couple?
I
couldn't
service?
Find none.
Zero.
But I did find
Snopes.
Zero. I did find, I was going to ask, is this
not a one.
I don't know if this is a reliable news source, Snopes.com. Someone claimed, there's a rumor that Chinese doctors confirmed that African people are genetically resistant to coronavirus.
What did I tell you?
That's false. That's a false time step.
But I don't believe it.
I googled any black people killed virus, and now I'm worried about what kind of targeted
What's
ads
the
I'm
URL? What's the URL on that?
URL? What?
What's the URL? Like, what's the address?
A damn scientist? What?
It's like, how do I get there?
Snopes.com.
Oh, it's Snopes. It's Snopes. I just like my mom or like people from my family share stuff on Facebook, and you look at the fucking like
the
title of the thing, and it's like, come on,
the onion.
You're not even trying to hide it.
Right.
Just racist.
It's like, this is racist.com. And you're like, come on, guys. It's in the name.
KKK.org.
Not in my neighborhood. .org. So, yeah, we're resistant to it. Believe that, though. I'm trying to tell you. Not one black death.
He says it's false, and he's like, nah, it's
show
real.
Me a black person.
Well, that's because the first one was called the Black Death.
That's right.
So it's like, all
right,
y'all get a free pass this
They
time.
Blame us for everything, by the
you
way.
You know, it just killed black. That's why they called it that. It only killed black people in the medieval times.
Shut up.
That's why Game of Thrones is so white. All the black people died in the plague.
Oh, God.
The Black Plague. Everyone understand my bit? The Black Plague.
You just double down and triple down
even
on that.
Even the midget was unaffected.
I'm glad that one didn't get drowned out. Stand by that one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's why I'm not scared of this. We got homeless. Listen, everybody trying to not touch stuff on
it's
the subway.
Not about you.
I can't touch the subway thing.
I always
meanwhile, this nigga's sleeping in the subway.
It's not about you.
Sleeping in the subway.
It's not about you.
They ain't got shit.
If you get it, you'll be fine. It's
that.
About old,
the
people.
Old people.
It's about smokers. It's about people with chronic conditions. It's not about you.
So why are you thinking you would be affected because of the Crohn's?
I don't. Well, here's the thing. I don't really
suffer from
Crohn's.
Because you're not none of those things.
Crohn's?
You're not an old person.
I'm not. You're right. I'm so
you're not
young.
Any of the things you name. But you're scared as fuck.
It's hard for me to stop vaping, so I do feel vulnerable. But
I get scared around scared. I'm more scared now because you're so scared.
Yeah, yeah.
When someone smart is shook,
I'm like, oh.
But you know
shit.
What? Here's it's so funny because my shookness rubbed off on you, but your calmness rubbed off on me. So like, I am gonna go to the stand later. And I was like previously not going to, but now I'm feeling good.
You have a show?
I was just gonna like hang out citywide, but I was gonna like go find groceries and lock myself in my home. Yeah.
And why is toilet paper always? Why is everybody buying a bowl of toilet paper like they didn't wipe their ass before coronavirus?
Right.
By the way, Amazon is full of toilet paper. Like you don't have to go to the store. I was just online yesterday. I read this whole thing.
Amazon
that was
workers
like,
have corona. You heard that?
stop.
Yeah, there's been Amazon workers that have tested positive for Corona. I'm still ordering off Amazon.
They deliver that shit 20 minutes later. Yeah. So there's no time for it to
die.
Dude,
my Lysol is going to be crawling with Corona. Well, I read yesterday that like there was a, you know how like now. Certain tweets from doctors will just blow up. They're like, I'm a doctor. Listen to me. You know, it's like someone called for a doctor on an airplane. Yeah. And they're like, here I am. So this like nurse was like, look, if you get it, it might not even ever get to emergency levels. So you treat it like a flu. Like you're going to need to keep your fever down, have Tylenol on
maybe
hand,
some orange
have
juice.
Advil. Yeah. She was like, she was like Mucinex so that your lungs don't get fucked up. Yeah. Steam yourself in a shower, buy a humidifier, have a bunch of tissues on hand. So I just like ordered a bunch of shit.
Act like an Elizabeth
what
Warren
if I get a
fan.
Cold? I don't fucking know.
Okay, what is fibrosis?
I'm such a baby.
They're saying that it causes fibrosis of
that's
the
why
lungs
they're telling you to
throat.
Drink water because scarring. If it's caught in your throat, it can more easily get to your lungs. So if you drink a lot of water, it goes to your stomach, and your stomach acid will kill the virus.
Right. Oh, that's what destroys, yeah, that's what I heard, metal. But I forgot.
What it does is destroys your lungs.
It can cause
and
permanent
can,
scarring
permanent
of
damage.
The lungs.
That's what fibrosis
they,
is,
they just did the first double lung transplant in China for one of the coronavirus.
No way.
The first ever double lung transplant.
That person
double
is done.
That person is rich, first of all. You know how rich
that
and important
is? Wish
that
I could be in that operation.
They just got lungs from a prisoner.
They got one from a donor. They said donor.
Yeah,
from the
that's
South.
A political prisoner. That's one person who. Like,
one person
wanted
double
democracy.
Lung, and he's apparently he's doing fine. You can Google that. Apparently he's doing all right. But
Jesus fucking
you know how
Christ.
Rich that motherfucker
I
is.
I changed my mind. I have to go home.
This is how it is. It's every 10 minutes, I feel
it's
differently
back and
about
forth.
It.
I don't understand. Well, here's the thing. By the time we have to take it seriously, if that happens, it will be too late.
I think it's kind of too late already. I think it's just gonna happen.
But
it,
just,
it might not be the worst case scenario.
That,
it doesn't have
then it
to
is
be,
gonna be too late.
In your head. Like it has to be the worst case scenario.
Right.
The biggest numbers. It's not necessarily going to be the biggest numbers. I think it's going to happen. Like a lot of people are going to. That's going to suck, man.
I just want to.
I'm worried about our parents.
Let
yeah,
me know
too.
One yeah. person who got it. And then I'll go like this. All
right. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I only
yeah,
have
I know.
Black
I know.
Friends.
I know, it's so funny because
I only hang out
so
with
much.
Black people, Sherrod.
If I figure out one dude like you know Earl from a guy. Until then, eat a dick. Eat all the dicks. I'm not buying it.
I think that some comics have had it, though. I think that with the flu. They thought it was a
you
flu. They
could have
flu.
Had it and yeah. not known. Because yeah. some exactly. cases are just straight up mild. Well, so they say 81% of cases are mild. That doesn't mean... That doesn't, like, mild can also mean that it sucks a lot. Either yeah. doesn't
like
really
straight
suck
up flu.
For you.
I mean,
feels
the
like
flu
a regular
fucking
sucks.
Yeah.
Flu sucks a dick. Of the percent that is severe, where severe means, like, you have pneumonia, you
well,
end up in the hospital,
yeah.
50% of those people die. So that's what's fucked up.
They're also, like,
most
80,
people are,
80 and over and
it's
stuff.
It's true, yeah. We're the vast majority.
And I don't like saying that as a comforting thing, because I understand it's terrifying
I mean,
for 80-year-olds.
I mean, it's massively
yeah.
comforting for me.
It's, yeah, but, but you do have to, like, you throw that in there. It does change it a little bit.
It does, yeah.
But it feels I do feel bad for we should have empathy for the elders.
Yeah, because that's one day we'll be there for one. And
right.
for two, that's a lot of the people that we know and family.
Well, Sherrod,
like that,
I don't
so.
Know. A different stat about
you're
black
not,
people.
That's right. I'm not worried about this. My grandparents
right,
lived in 96,
like,
you son of a
yeah,
bitch.
It's coming any second anyway. Who cares?
The NYPD's gonna get me, nigga. I know. Ain't nothing airborne, it's ass whooping.
Oh,
it's bullets.
It can stay alive in the air. So I don't know why it's. How's it just hanging out in the air?
It's not staying alive in the air.
I read that it was.
I heard 2 minutes outside the body. I heard 2 minutes outside the body.
But in the. Okay, 2 minutes in the air. I just didn't. How's, does it just hang out in the air so you could just walk in the
air? Yeah, because it's just a. Yeah.
You can walk in the air and you ain't even feel it. Oh, yes.
You can suck it right in.
I'm scared again. I'm about to just shove these wipes in my mouth.
Yeah.
Shoe fucking wipes
help.
All
and
day.
Pull them up
shove them
end.
Up my nose. Have them covering my eyes.
Do one of these out of your mouth and fucking
burning
ass.
My eyes.
Ew.
That's ass to mouth cleansing.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Y'all seem so scared, young niggas. Jesus.
No,
Christ.
If we were, we wouldn't be scared because we wouldn't die.
If we were that scared, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
oh,
facts,
people missed that one. That one
no, you're still comics and
failed
fucking
joke.
Entertainers, so you're like this. I'll take the risk. Just get my name out there. You know how we roll, nigga. I'll do a show at a Ebola camp. What's it pay? What's it pay?
Yeah.
Abby, you know.
Abby's
yeah, I'm gonna head out every Thursday at the stand at 7
there
from
you go,
the citywide.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. This is lovely. Thanks for having
Abby,
me. Sorry, I gotta
run.
You know
later, Abby.
Have fun over there tonight.
I will.
Yes. How long have we been rocking out? Want to do some plugs now? Should we plug it up? What? You want to do some pluggy plugs?
Oh,
Lens,
no.
Want to start it off?
Hey.
So what's going on with the tour and all that? You're supposed to go up through the north of America and go to Canada and all
that? Yeah, so we're supposed to go to Canada. When does this come out?
Tomorrow.
Okay, well, I can't confirm anything, but we're going to Canada.
Oh, today. It comes out today.
Okay, well, we're going to Canada, but maybe just later than we suspected.
Okay, so like it summertime, we're talking?
I think summertime, yeah. But we'll be on tour. We're supposed to go to Europe also in the fall.
And what's
Europe
the website and all that?
Anything. Blackheartburlesque.com. Check it out. I'll be opening with a half hour of comedy at Lindsay Jennings with a Z on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Hit me up. DM me. Send me a dick pic, but I'll charge $20 for a view, okay?
Yes. Wait, what? $20 for a view?
Yeah,
today?
I started charging for a review. Yeah, people send dick
oh,
pics.
You
want,
them.
Oh,
you
that's
want
a good fucking idea.
Oh, yeah.
Damn,
you
I'm about
want,
to steal
you
that.
Want a rating?
That's
you
terrifying.
You want to know if you're
why would you do
one
that
to five stars?
Yourself?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'd be like this, let me see if this bitch knows what she's talking about. It's a five-star dick.
Five-star dick.
What's your, we're going to pluggy plug, E?
Follow me at Eli Sayers on Instagram, Twitter. My podcast is on hold. It's called The Roast Ghost. It's fun. It's roasting, but we'll be back soon.
Roast
There's a bunch
ghost.
Of them. There's a bunch of them you can go back and listen to.
Nice.
And they're V-fun.
V-fun.
I had to cancel all my spots because of coronavirus, so I don't have anything to plug, guys. All right, that counts as the last bit I did.
I like it. I like it. Pluggy plugs?
Instagram at ELLISDEESG.
Boom.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, yo.
Cool hair, yo.
Thank you. Cool she hair. Did it. Yeah.
I'm going to put gum in
it. At Harry Bitch on Instagram.
And I did it six years ago. Sorry. Six months ago, though. You can see her roots are growing.
Wow,
it still looks
that's
good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How do you get the color to sound? We'll talk later. Okay.
She doesn't watch it, but yeah. Follow my hair.
I don't watch
Instagram
it
well.
Ever. I watched it the first time today.
The color is mad bright for it to be that long ago.
That's
right?
What the fuck?
That's really unusual for bright colors.
At Harry Bitch.
I'm actually, this Sunday, if Corona don't shut it down. I'm going to be joining the Pod Damn America boys at the Secret Loft. We're going to be roasting the debate.
Oh.
Yeah, if it doesn't get like shut down, at Secret Loft in Manhattan, we're going to, 7:30, I think, stores.
What's the
gonna,
capacity there? You'll be fine.
I don't even know. As long we're going to be, it should be a fun time.
They got good ventilation in there. You'll be fine in there.
And thank you. I'll be at the Stand tomorrow at 11:50 p.m. on Jeff Leach's show.
Leach.
Following Monroe, so it's very hard to follow a black person, but I will persevere. When I followed you, I did fine.
Is it not hard to follow a black person? You can follow
it
anybody.
Is. No, the charisma's unreal.
At least you know they won't have left the corona on the mic.
So true.
The charisma's unreal.
So check me out there. And also tomorrow, that's Friday the 13th, I believe at noon, at some point, my pilot, Nerdgasm, on Compound Media is going to be released. So please check it out.
Yes.
I'm going
that's
to
awesome.
Tweet out the link and put it on my stories.
Tweet it.
And so please check it out. Tell me what you guys think. Tell me what you're nerding out about. I'm so, so excited. I can't wait to watch it myself. Like, it felt good to make, but I'm excited to see it.
That's cool shit.
And, follow me on Twitter, Karen Kardashian, K-E-R-E-N, and Karen Margolis on Instagram.
There you go. How'd it feel?
Yeah, I feel really,
feel
really good.
Your lungs feel strong?
I feel feverish, but good.
Okay.
No, Karen, no.
Don't forget, Friday, March 27th, I'll be headlining at Caroline's 9:30 show. One night only, baby. Get your tickets, carolines.com. And check out a Small Ball, new sports podcast that I have with Embassy Rowe. First guests were Lenny Marcus and Hannah Berner. And we got a lot of guys coming through, a lot of girls coming through, a lot of people coming through. Check out Small Ball, hosted by Sherrod Small. Huh? A sports podcast. Things are really happening for me. Guys, had fun?
I had fun.
Oh, yeah. Corona.